Okay, again, the Rebbe's Maimer, Anila Doidi, Kuntreisim, Maimor Melukotim, Chelek Dalid, Rampation, Samach Dalid at the bottom. Okay, the Rebbe's explaining that the Rebbe's Moshel, and explained that the Melech Basoda is the push from above, but it's not actually the awakening of the Jew. And therefore, he says, L'cheiro, the last thing the Rebbe asks is, why does he have to add that the king shows everybody save upon him, Yafei, Sumar upon Sheikhakais, or Sheikhakais, whichever way, it doesn't matter. And the Rebbe adds even more, why over here does it say, Kablom be save upon him, Yafei, Umar upon him, Sheikhakais? What's the difference? Okay, so he says, Yishleim at the bottom of Shin Samach Dalet, in the middle of his Dalet. Yishleim, Rabbi Yerbez, that explanation, all this, Behegdim, Shachidish, Bagilu, Yud, Gemul, Midas, Rachim, De Elu. The Gabi, Agilu, Berash, Shonim, Yem, Kippurim. There's a revelation of Yud, Gemul, Midas, Rachim, Elu, and there's a revelation of Yud, Gemul, Midas, Rachim, and Rosh, Shonim, Yem, Kippur. What's the difference? That is, Bishnei, and Yonim, in two aspects. Number one, in order to receive, internalize this level of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the Aveda Nailis, is to our great, a holy Aveda Mufcharim Sham Yechidus Gulam. Okay, in others like this, in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, in order to see the King, which is the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, you have to be unique individuals, chosen people that can go in to visit the king. But yet, in order to receive the gilui of Elul, of Yud Gimel Midas Rachim of Elul, all you have to do is go out to receive the king. In other words, Yud Gimel Midas Rachim, the Rebbe explained before, is revealed in the month of Elul, and it's revealed in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a greater revelation than the Aveda Velu. Okay, that we said, Dei Dili is really Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But I've explained briefly before that even in Elul, there's the Aveda of the king smiling at you, which is, in a certain respect, the Dei Dili in Elul itself. But he says like this, in order to be the level of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's like the king in the palace, only certain individuals, you have to be a Keli for it. In Elul, all you have to do, you don't need to be a Keli. All you have to, the Keli is, go out and meet the king. That's all.
But he says it allows you to go with him into himself.
Yeah, that's afterwards. Right. So one second. So because you receive the king in Elul, you become unique individuals. You become the special people. What used to call them? Exclusive shul members? What was that called?
Elite members.
The benim shul is said it's a kabbalah so malchus shamayim. What is this in the nimshul? What does it mean? Greeting the king in the month of Elul. He says Elul is you have to go out to meet the king. The king is in the field. The king's accessible. Everything. He says, what does it mean in the nimshul? It's said it's kabbalah so malchus shamayim. The awakening to accept the yoke of heaven. That's what it means. Going out to meet the king. What does it mean going out to meet the king in practical Aveda? Kabbalas el Malchus Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. That's it. That's one chiddush of Elul over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But eight chiddush ba'gilui de Elul, there's another difference even in the level of revelation. One second. Shagilui gam leila nimtzoim b'midbar, that the gilui of Elul is even to people even in the midbar. Not only Soda, but even in Midbar. What?
This makes the Gilgul of the days of Elul higher than between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur.
Correct.
How could that be?
We learned already many times. You learn Maimarim about Sukkos. Sukkos is the greatest Yom Tov. You learn Maimarim about Chanukah, Purim, Tu Bishvat, Tu Ba'av. It's the greatest Yom Tov. Greater than everything. Yeah? We just learned, Tu B'Av, we learned that Tu B'Av, the Rebbe explained, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says there were never Yom Tevim like Tu B'Av. B'Cheira, what do you mean? Pesach is also the 15th. Sukkot is also the 15th. Okay? But there's everything has a certain uniqueness, certain advantage. Okay? The Beinoni has an advantage over a Tzaddik. The Rosh has an advantage over a Tzaddik. Okay? There is a level in Elul which is greater than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And when it comes the month of Elul, you need to focus on the level of Elul that's even greater than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he says, number one, all you have to do is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim. You don't have to be a Tzaddik, Gomur, you know, Yechid is Gula to go meet the king. And secondly, Elul is a Gilui of even to those that find themselves in the Midbar, Dulu'uma Zeh of evil, because that's what Midbar represents. Kumov and Gami Zeh. The Rebbe explained before that, I mean, he quotes from the Alter Rebbe, that the awakening of Elul is to get a person to do tshuva. Now, by definition, simple definition of tshuva, you mean you did something wrong and now you need to fix it. That's tshuva is for the midbar. If you're in the ear, yeah, tzaddikim also have to do tshuva. That's a lofty level of tshuva. But pashtus, tshuva is in the midbar and sodom more than it is in the ear. And therefore, that tshuva, kipshut al-inyan, and built it to him the level of midbar. Ve'ikera tshuva, what is the primary concept of tshuva, is on the level of prikas oil. Okay? Like it says, he quotes in Tanya, shle limrid b'malchusa yizbarech. Sinning is casting off the yoke of God. So what is tshuva? Acceptance of El Malchus Shemayim. Gemizem, move on. From here it's understood. Shagilui de Elul, that this revelation of Melech Basada, the revelation of the month of Elul, Gam le'elul, b'shem betachus sadichot, is even to Jews that are in the Midbar. Now we know, the greater the revelation, the lower down it goes. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is only in the city. Only for tzaddikim, yechidei skula. People that are close to the king. So the tzigili of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur goes only to within klipas noiga maybe. But here, the gilui of Elul is so great, it goes deeper, lower even to Shol Shibisat Tumeis, even to Midbar. Or Masha Kotsev Ba'amayimu. Shagilui de Elul besada v'lei b'midbar. Okay, so he says, L'cheira, in the Maim he says about Sada, not Midbar. He says, Ki agilui de Yud Gimel Midas Serachmi. He says, and you're right, but the revelation of Yud Gimel Midas Serachmim is not in the desert itself. The binyanim shem hepech ratzon Hashem, things that are against Hashem, you can't have a gilui of godliness. Ela b'Yisrael and nimtzoim b'midbar. L'cheira, the Rebbe asked, how can you have a revelation of kedusha in klipa? By definition, klipa means there is no revelation of kedusha. And here you're saying that kedusha comes into midbar. So the Rebbe says, no, it's not coming into midbar. It's coming into a Jew who's in Midbar. And the Jew in Midbar is Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael. He's still in the level of Kedusha. And therefore, Vagili Bohem, the Gili that's in the Jews in the Midbar, is in the Sinas Koyach, Lotzis Min Midbar Lasada, gives the Jew the ability to go from the Midbar to the Sada, the Kabul Pnei HaMelech, to receive the King. In other words, that is adding another point, really. The Rebbe is saying, when you go out to meet the king in the field, where are you coming from? You're not coming from the ear. That's where the king's coming from. He says, the king comes into the field, and everybody who wants can come meet the king. Where are they coming from? They go out. Yaitin, the marshal, they go out. Now, where are they going out from? If you're in the Sada, you're not going out of the Sada. You're in the Sada. What's the expression? They go out to meet the king because they're going out from Midbar into Sada. Based on this, so therefore, there's two advantages of Elul over even Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Number one, that Elul is a gilui to anybody, and secondly, it goes even into Midbar.
So But if they
want to
meet him, they
can't
have to come out of
the
Midbar and go to...
They have to go into the Sada. Right.
Sada, or Sada is less than
Eid? Yeah, Sada nobody lives.
Midbar is worse than Sada?
Sure, Midbar is Klipa. Nothing grows there. The Masha Kol said, Ba'amayim, Shamelech Mekabel as Kulam B'Sefer Panim Yofes. The Masha, the king, accepts everybody. Who's the everybody? HaKavon Ebezeh Shematkesh as Kulam Shagam Elu. That even these people, they only want to meet the king. They're not even there yet because they're shvuyim b'day yitzrab. They're, in other words, the Alter Rebbe says he accepts people that even just want to meet the king. That means they're still in captivity. They would love, like Shamil's story, right? They want to see the king, but they can't. And even those people, the king is awake, is smiling at them, receiving them, meaning Ruchnius, even to people that are still in Midbar. But they want to go to Sada, the king is also revealing to them the level of tshuva. And therefore, not only that, when they want to do tshuva, the kabbal, emel malchus shemayim, ein zeh bepoyol, it doesn't actually come because the guy is still in the Yetzirah. Gam oisamu mekabel b'sevev panim yofes. Even those people, the king smiles at good countenance, meaning he murdered even such Jews. So the Rebbe is saying over here, in the month of Elul, bottom line, Elokus is revealed. The Melech Basad means Elokus is revealed even to a person who's in the Midbar, and not even actually does go out of Midbar. He wants to go out of Midbar. Right? He's still, the Be'eret Etzim, the king awakens within them. Rotten Chozik V'takif, the strong power. Lahakbo Pnei HaMelech, to receive the king. Vaidei Rotten Zehim Iskabin HaMamniz V'ikuvim. The Melech Basada awakens within the people the will to want to be with the king, and that hesedus makes it that ein loch davar she'eimer b'fnei haratzon, nothing stands in the way of the will, that even then he can go out.
I mean, I think the melech is going to come to the midbar where there is nachash and akravim and this and that.
Meaning, there's a Jew who's in the month of Elul in the level of midbar. He's still kept in captivity by the yetzer hara, full of nachash, sara, v'yakrav. It's murdered him, it awakens him to want to go out of that and to go see the king. And the fact that Hashem gives him strength, it allows him actually to leave that level. The person wants to be by the king, he is by the king. It's better standing outside the classroom looking in than in the classroom looking out. The Lashon Rebbe always, the Gemara says an expression, Haba Letaya Messiah Nasim. The guy comes to become purified, Hashem helps him. That's what the Gemara's Lashon is. Haba Letaya Messiah Nasim. And the Rebbe explained, the Gemara should have said, if you're purifying yourself, I'll help you. The Rebbe explains, the Gemara doesn't say, even if a guy doesn't purify himself, he's only coming to purify himself. He's only coming to purify himself. Hashem already gives him the help. So the month of Elul, uniqueness, is over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, number one, you have to be a unique individual to be a Keli for it. The Avodah of Elul, everybody could be. And not only that, Elul affects even the guy in Midbar, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur doesn't.
What's the purpose of a smile?
You know, this is coming to now. Now he says, Mekabel, the Rebbe asked a question at the end of what we started, what we started yesterday. Why over here does it say he receives everybody? And then it says it shows a smile. So he says now, and then the Alter Rebbe adds in the Maimer a second thing. Umar upon him say chakes lukulam. Okay, then he shows this shining face. Save upon him lemada. What's the difference between receiving or giving? Basically, one is receiving the people, and the second one is showing them a smile, meaning giving. What's the difference between receiving and giving? The Rebbe says, Loshin Mekabel Nefel Adova Sheyeshne Mikedem. If I say I want to receive something, it has to be there. If it's not there, I can't receive it. But giving, I can give you something you don't have. Vu Mekabel Sadova. Omar upon Sheikhake Sushapon and Sheikhake Shalai. Even before the king smiles, the face is there of the king. So there's 2 points. Number one, the king accepts everybody as mekabel, but over there, and there is going to elaborate what that means. You have to receive something that exists, but then you have a second thing. The king gives you, it's similar to, remember we learned many times, the difference between bracha and tefillah. When you go to a Rebbe for a bracha, you go to a tzaddik for a bracha, what does it mean, bracha? Bracha means he brings it down. Yeah? Somebody needs a bracha to have health and children and parnasa, whatever the bracha is, yeah? So, you come to a tzaddik and he gives you a bracha. What does a bracha mean? Like, bracha means to bring down. It brings it down. Meaning as follows. The person has up there, there's a bracha for panasa, children, health, whatever. But the Jew himself doesn't have the koyach to bring it down. We're not great enough to bring it down. So I don't get it yet. So what does the Rebbe do? He gives you a bracha. The Rebbe is on a high level. And he pushes it down. So we come to the Rebbe for a bracha means, Rebbe, I can't do it on my own. Push it down for me. You're great. You're above that level. Push it down. If it's not there, the tzaddik can't push it down. If it's not there, he can't push it down. That's what tefillah comes in. What's tefillah? Yehi ratzei milfanecha. Yehi ratzei means, may it become the will. Which means, even if it's not there, in the cards, like they say, it's not there, you're telling the tzaddik to daven for us. Or when you go to a kever of a tzaddik, you're not allowed to daven to the tzaddik. You're davening that the tzaddik should intercede on your behalf, to intercede on your behalf to get things done. That even if it's not in the stars, he gets it into the stars. There's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov. There was a chassid who was very, very poor. And his wife kept nagging him to go to the Baal Shem Tov to get a bracha. So he never wanted to. He said, I'm not going to ask the Baal Shem Tov about Gashmi. So I'm just not going to do it. Anyway, one time the Baal Shem Tov came to his house with a bunch of chassidim, a bunch of talmidim. They weren't called chassidim of the Baal. They were called talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov literally ate, and his chassidim ate, and they emptied out the mamish to the last drop. And the wife was, so to speak, upset. I mean, as it is, we have no money. The Baal Shem Tov comes and cleans it out even more. Anyway, so finally his wife said to him, okay, now for sure you have to go to the Baal Shem Tov. So finally he had no choice. Mamish, the kids were starving. So he goes to the Baal Shem Tov. So Baal Shem Tov said to him, there was in heaven waiting to get you a treasure. But you had to ask for it. And until you asked for it, you weren't going to get it. So what I had to do was to make you so bad off that you had no choice. I forced you to ask for it, but when you asked for it, then you became very wealthy. You know, there has to be, you have to make a keli. In Elul, the keli is you have to go out to be Mekaba Ol Malchus Shemayim. Even if you're in the midbar, the Rebbe says, you could still, this is what you want, You could be in the midbar, but you're thrilled in the midbar, you can go ask, you know, what needs to be done. But then the king does a second thing. Not only does he receive something that's there, but he gives you something that's not there to you.
He's asking the keli itself.
Huh? He's asking a lot is the keli.
But that's not a keli. The keli have to be able to receive. Asking is revealing your keli.
That's the keli. When somebody realizes they're in need, that's the keli. There's another long story with the Baal Shem Tov. A wealthy person once came to the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said to him, what can I do for you? And the guy said, no, I don't need anything. I have everything. You know, like wealthy man's chutzpah. And the Baal Shem Tov told him a whole story, basically. And the guy realized, Baal Shem Tov was telling his life story in the previous Gilgal and this Gilgal. And the guy almost collapsed. Because he realized there was something terrible that was done. So the Baal Shem Tov said to him, you don't need anything, you do need. But the guy had to realize that he needed. He had to realize that he needed. When you realize you need, that itself is the keli. Because when I realize I need something from Hashem, and I can't do it, and Hashem could do it, that there's no better keli than that. There's no better keli than that. That's total bittul. The only keli for Hashem is bittul. That's why the asking for that itself is the keli. And he says, and therefore, v'zel achri she'emim melech mekabel es kulam b'sefer panim yafes. After the Alter Rebbe says in the Moshe that the king receives everybody, meisav shumar panim secha keslo kulam v'zel she'mekabel b'sefer panim yafes. What does it mean? The king receives everybody in a good countenance, sharot in the om, that the will of the people to meet the king. Miskabel Eitzel HaMelech B'Sefer Panim Yafes, meaning the king, we accept the people. The people have their will that they want to be connected. But then the Alter Rebbe says in the Moshe that adds, Hayseyof Adamad Upon Shechikos K'shem Miseir Beratz and Las is Tshuva. When the person awakens on his own to do Tshuva, Nim Shechleyad Gilid Upon Shechikos Delamayla, Hashem reveals to you the level of a smile. What's the level of smile? Smile shows enjoyment, tainug. That means Hashem reveals from the level of kesed, which is lifnei havaya, higher than the level of yudke vavke, because yudas chokhmeh has been at the 10 spheres. Panim sheichakeis is the level of tainug, which is even higher than the level of. So as soon as the person comes to meet the king to do tshuva, he wants to become close to the king. And therefore he goes out to meet the king, or even if he can't, he wants to. So then what happens? The king gives him something he doesn't have, the level of tainuk from above. Da tainuk ze ula ma'ilam ya tainuk. The b'chinas panim yafes, shemeseret b'tshuva. In other words, panim yafes is one level. Panim Secha Keis is a higher level. It's even a greater level of Tainuk. Meaning, when the person on his own wants to do tshuva, that's one level, save it, Panim Yafes. The king receives it. You did tshuva, I receive it. But then, Mara Panim Secha Keis Lekulam, the king shows him a level of Tainuk, which is infinitely greater than the Panim Yafes of the first level. The source of schaik of joy of laughing, panim sechak is ba'atzmos a tainug, a bilti murkiv, enjoyment that's not coming from something, not composed of anything. Shelemalim tainug abol al yedei dover tainug murkiv. There's two types of pleasures. Citizens, Mittel Rebbe explains this. There's a level of tainug that comes from something, like you have a good juicy piece of a steak, or sleeping in bed. The enjoyment of sleeping in bed. Yeah, that tainug comes from, I don't mention names. That tainug comes from something. Something causes the tainug. But even that tainug, if you think about it, is limited based on the object that's giving you the tainug. If the steak is juicier, it's going to give you more tainug. If the steak is, you know, it's not marinated so long, it'll give you a little less tainug. There's a level, Chassidus explains, tainug built in Murkav. It's a level of Elokus that's not composed of anything. Meaning, the level of Elokus, which not that effect, what you do, causes Hashem to have that enjoyment. There's a level of Elokus, like the kids say in the Bar Mitzvah, in Tzedakta Matid, in Chotosim Atifel Be'erab, Shach Matasa, in Tzedakta Matid, our Aveda has no relevance over there. And that level of Mar Eponim Seicha Keis is what the king shows this Jew that comes out to meet him in the field. See, the Rebbe doesn't say all this in his Maimer. This Rebbe ripping apart every word of that Moshe of the Alter Rebbe, but according to the Rebbe, it's a much deeper level of Elul than what the Alter Rebbe says in the Maimer. In the Maimer, the king comes to the field, he's accessible to everybody, go out and meet him and say hello. And then you'll go back with him to the field. Here the Rebbe is explaining this is an awakening from above and he gets you to do tshuva. And now that it goes even to the level of midbar. And that awakens you to do tshuva. And then, when you do tshuva, the gilui of Elul, of Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim, is a level that you're getting, number one, from midbar, in midbar. And not only that, you're getting the level of tainug, that it's such a great level of elukus that actions doesn't mean anything. So if you're good or bad, it doesn't really matter.